Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Happy Sabbath. Glad we could all make it through the cold air. Wasn't expecting snow last night. Rachel gets really excited when there's snow. So she was tracking it when it was just a measly 30%. And then late last night, if you were up late, like I was, you can see the flurries. It was actually like sticking to the ground a little bit. It was pretty amazing. We don't get it all that often down here. You take it for granted in Ohio, but it's actually kind of a treat down here. Especially the way everyone reacts is very different. How many of you have heard this saying? By failing to plan, you are planning to fail. I think that it's attributed to Benjamin Franklin, if I'm not mistaken. By failing to plan, you are planning to fail. Failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. I have failed many times because of lack of preparation. Some due to my own fault, some due to a lack of experience. How do I prepare for something that I don't even know what's coming? Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Start to this off with a lot of cliches, I apologize. One instance where I did fail, it was my own fault. Back in Columbus, Ohio, we had this program called Teen Speech Club. It's a pretty cool program. Looking back, I'm sure in the moment I grumbled every week that we had it, but in the long run, it probably did help me, being forced up there as a teen and to speak not only in front of your peers, but often elders would sit in, parents were there. It was a big event that we. Some of us look forward to. I was overconfident in my ability to wing it, and I had a speech one night, and I thought I could go up there in front of everyone and not prep. I think I came up with my topic during announcements that day, and I was like, oh, I'll do it on penguins. We all like penguins, or I don't know, I just thought of something random. So I get up there, and of course, I did horrible. Bombed it completely. Lack of preparation and experience. It was embarrassing. My parents probably remember it, and they're probably walking out the door. I wouldn't blame them. In those instances, that requires preparation. However, there are instances of failure, or in this case, perceived mistakes that can happen from just a lack of experience. I think you can prepare, you can read, you can study, but becoming a parent has a lot to do with the experience. I'm not saying don't prepare. Of course, prepare your heart, prepare your mind, even your body needs some preparation as well, because you're going to be bending over, and especially for the ladies, it's a lot more physical toll on the woman. But that's an instance where you kind of have to go through it. You kind of have to learn as you go, learn as you grow, becoming a parent. I know we definitely have, and we're looking forward to our second child, a little girl, which will be a completely different learning experience. Lacking proper preparation in certain areas can be detrimental. Young boys that are not prepared to become men often fail as criminals. A lack of training or experience in battle can lead to lives being lost. Unprepared leaders results in catastrophe for their people. Take Rehoboam. The story, as many of you know, is greatly influenced by his father, who was Solomon. And Solomon, we know, he turned his heart away from the Lord at an older age. So God said to him, okay, I'm tearing your kingdom apart because you've turned away from me. And I'm paraphrasing and summarizing, of course, because of time. And all of this kind of falls into the lap of Rehoboam, who probably grew up in a very interesting environment. If you think about what was going on in the context of history at that time, on one hand, Israel is going through a period of blessings, wealth, acknowledgement of God. And on the other hand, compromises. Solomon marrying a Canaanite woman, Canaanite women, men, babies with Canaanite women, such as Rehoboam, whose mother was an Ammonite. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 12. 2 Chronicles 12. And we'll take a look at verses 13 and 14. Second Chronicles 12, verses 13 reads, "Thus King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. Now Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. His mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess. And he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord." It's a little bit of my speculation here, but he probably had a conflicting preparation in becoming king. Your dad is Solomon, but also your mom is an Ammonite. It could have been a very conflicting preparation that maybe wasn't properly fit for a future king of Israel, a future king to be inspired by God. But it also says here that he himself didn't prepare his heart, and the people suffered. You can read this civil war conflict, a greater establishment of pagan worship throughout Israel. And history is filled with examples of unprepared leaders. We are often being trained for events that we don't even realize yet. I mentioned that we're about to have another child, and with Charlie, our son who's two, we're trying to prepare him for the fact that he is getting a little sister. There's little girl clothes, there's little girl toys, there's little girl everything now that we have, and I'm sure there'll be more, and we're telling Charlie, that's baby sisters. That's where baby sister's going to sleep. And it's really cute to hear him point at something and say, baby sister, baby sister. He's starting to get the concept, but I'm certain conceptually, he doesn't quite grasp what all this preparation is for. Conceptually, do we fully understand what we're being prepared for? To do what will come in God's kingdom? Like Charlie, he trusts us that we are good, and what we're preparing for him will be good. And we trust that God is good and true, so we desire the preparation. And that's why we're all here. And on the other side of the coin, you have the unexpected. How do you plan for that? How do you prepare for unexpected events? Have you ever looked back and wish, after an event occurred, talking to someone, you wish that you were more ready for it, or just ready in general? I mean, for example, we were talking last night, and we were talking this week about, as we all did, COVID. Did you expect it? No. If you did, I'll probably need to talk to you if you have this under your radar. Have you ever experienced anything like this before? I mean, for most of us, for me, no. I'm sure for many of you, not really. It's kind of a novel thing. So the question is, how'd you do? How are you doing? Is there anything you do different? What did we learn? These are the questions I was thinking about. And there's some areas where I think I could have done better going back, thinking about some of the things where maybe I took for granted. Maybe I personally let fear operate as a decision maker when it sometimes shouldn't have been for me. And these are things that I will think about. Maybe I wasn't prepared enough. Have you ever had a serious conversation you weren't ready for? This happened a lot when I was younger. I would get caught off guard with conversations about religion. I'm sure many of us, all of us, have been asking, why do you go to church on Saturday? Why do you believe this? Why aren't you eating this pepperoni pizza? It's super good. And I would say, and I'm not proud of it, sometimes I would say, we're kind of Jewish, but not. That's a really good one. You can put that on my highlight reel. I'm sure God would be proud that his eternal, magnificent plan is boiled down to it's kind of Jewish. by running. In 1 Peter 3, verse 15, it says that we are to be ready. We're to be prepared to answer this type of question. We don't have to turn there, but why do you believe? What do you believe? We are told that we are supposed to be ready to answer that. And sometimes I haven't been. And then you think back on that later that night. Man, I should have just, you know, I could have said anything better than kind of Jewish. I could have said anything than, you know, what I had said in that moment. So here's my quick takeaways on being prepared. I have three points here. In the physical, preparation has limitations. That's my first takeaway. It's kind of odd. We've been spending this time talking about preparation, and now I'm saying the physical has limitations. And of course, being ready to take on your day, your job, a task, a physical task, is very important. If, you know, I think a lot of us would fail, whether in our job, in business, and whatever, if we're not prepared to do it. However, there's matters that require a higher level of spiritual equity that needs to be built up now. Rehoboam most likely was physically ready. He inherited a massively wealthy kingdom. But you can read in 2 Chronicles 10, and I believe it's also in 1 Kings 10 or 11. When it came down to him making a wise decision and choosing unification, his heart was not prepared to seek the Lord. So what about us? When someone passes away, when an economy fails, when a government collapses, will the physical preparation always save us for these instances? My second point, spiritual preparation readies us for the unexpected. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. It's a very well-known scripture, memory verse. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Thoroughly prepared for every good work. We must trust what we're doing here in prayer, in Bible study, in service. All of this helps us for the work that's ahead, whether it is expected or it's not expected. That building that spiritual preparation helps us for the unexpected. And my last point is a question. Am I preparing in this way? In the spiritual way? For me, when I'm closer to God, when I'm ingrained in His Word, when I'm reading, when I'm studying, when we're living the life under, serving and thinking of others, I'm less likely to be completely shaken by the unexpected. Being built upon the rock, on firm foundation. So when those moments come that are specifically really hard to predict or plan for, we don't fall. It also gives you perspective. When you're prepared on sand, you will fall and shudder to most of the turbulence that's going on in the world. But when you're being prepared on rock, we don't just freak out from every gust of wind. We know there's a higher plan. We trust in God. And I'm still standing with you, God, being prepared on that rock. So, to recap, physical preparation has its limitations. It's very important, but it does have its limitations. We can't always solely trust in that. Spiritual preparation readies us for the unexpected. So we're ready for what is to come, come what may. And point number three is, am I spiritually preparing and trusting in the one true God?